Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here today by Melissa Phelps, a recreation specialist from Fort Riley's Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation, here to talk today about an upcoming event later this month. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing well. It's a pleasure to talk to you and get to talk about something kind of fun that's coming up here at the end
something
of August.
Positive today, huh?
That's right. We have a lot of negativity in the news lately, so it's good to talk about something fun.
Well, hopefully this sparks some creativity and some positivity in our community, and it'll be really good.
Absolutely. It's the annual Riley's Rascal Derby, and that's happening Saturday, August 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tell us the details of what's going to happen here.
All right. So this is our second annual derby race, and it is kind of like your old-fashioned race you see on all the movies and TVs. You build your own car out of, you know, kind of whatever you want, except for a motor. So you want to get a grocery basket or a crate or something like that and put some wheels on it, and then we'll send you down a hill and you race against other people. We have three different categories, so it's like 7 to 13, 13 to 18, and 18 and older. So almost everybody can participate in this event, and we'll have a really good time. Everything is gravity-powered, so no motors, nothing like that. And, yeah, it'll be really fun.
All right. And probably I would think this would be a little more popular than other years past because people are just itching to do something fun, get outside and do something fun with their family.
Yeah, this is going to be a really great outdoor event. So a lot of social distancing. So we have a lot of COVID things in place to make sure everyone's safe. And especially since it's outside, I think that helps a lot too. And the weather should be pretty nice. So speaking of COVID, I'll just go over those real quick. Basically, everyone will have to wear a mask, social distance, use hand sanitizer. Everyone has to stay with their own car, so you can't be trading cars with your friends or anything like that. That way everyone stays safe, and we have a nice outdoor event that day.
What about getting onto the base? Is that difficult right now or because of COVID?
I believe everything's still pretty much the same. We're pretty limited to where you live. So if you're outside of the 150-mile radius, I don't believe they're allowing access right now. But if you're in Manhattan or Junction City or anywhere in between, I would give them a call and just make sure you're good. I believe all you have to do is stop in and show your driver's license or a valid ID, and then they'll give you a pass for the day.
Okay, very good. Yeah. So I see it's the second annual Derby. What changes or lessons have you learned from last year?
So this year the location has changed. We chose a different road. Last year it was on Buffalo Soldier Road, and this year it's going to be on Reed Avenue, and that is between buildings 500 and 580, which is on Huebner Road, so right off the main road there. And this will be a little more fun, I think, because it has a little bit more skill that needs to go down and a little more paying attention, so you're not just going straight down. So there's a little bit of a curve to it, so I recommend everyone kind of driving by, make sure you know what you're looking at. And yeah, it's going to be really fun. Not a whole lot of changes from last year, just where the location is.
All right. As far as tips for building the car, where do most people look for, and they go online or something, maybe YouTube video?
Yeah, we recommend going online and just typing in building a box car. I think it's more fun to do something unique and fun, so maybe not buying the special kit that people tend to buy, because that can also get really expensive. We're just more looking for people who are wanting to be creative and making something, maybe like I said earlier, out of like a crate or a shopping cart or something like that. So the only thing you really need to pay attention to is make sure it has brakes and make sure you can steer it, because that's really important. So as long as you have those main functions, you should be good. We do have a kind of a list of things to look for. If you want to give us a call, we can always email those to you or stop by Riley's Community Center, and we can give you a printed copy of that as well.
Okay. Again, it's the Riley's Rascal Derby, August 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I guess what time does check-in begin?
So the check-in will begin at 9. So anytime between 9 and 10, you can check in, and then we'll start our first race at 10.
Okay, very good. And this is just one event of many that I know you guys plan throughout the year. Has there been, I imagine there's probably been less opportunities for your office to do things like this this summer.
Yeah, we've had to cancel a lot of events this year, but we're definitely doing what we can and doing what we can do safely. That way our community can still do fun activities with their families, but also in a safe way.
Sure. Well, it's great that this is still going on here again on the 29th of August. If people need to get more information, where can they find that?
Okay. So also one thing that they will have to pre-register. That way we can kind of monitor how many people show up because we are limited to a group no more than 50 people. So everyone that comes has to pre-register, and they can call us at 785-784-1000. And they just need to tell us how many people they're going to be bringing with them and what the ages are of their drivers. They can also call that same number to ask any questions they may have, or they can visit us on our Facebook page, which is Fort Riley MWR.
Okay. Is there any deadline to pre-register?
You can register all the way up until the 28th.
Okay. Very good. That's the Riley's Rascal Derby, the second annual, and it's going to be happening August 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Reed Road between the 1st Infantry Division headquarters and the Fort Riley Garrison headquarters building. Is there anything else we need to know?
This event is also free, so you don't have to pay for anything. You just got to show up and have a good time.
All right. Sounds good. It's a lot of fun. I think this will be a very popular event with kids and their families, and it's really open to all ages. Don't have to be on post. It's open to the entire public.
It'll be a really good time.
All right. Well, Melissa, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and hope you have a great event.
Thank you. You should come out.
I'll think about it. Definitely. Thank you so much.
You can make your own car.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Melissa Phelps again from Fort Riley's Family Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. Stay tuned. We'll have another Fort Riley guest after the break. We'll be talking with Robbie Thomas here, Fort Riley Anti-Terrorism Officer on News Radio KMAN.